The pranks you used to pull at sale barns when you were helping Dad with the livestock were nothing compared to the way I've heard the Shetler twins run the roads with English boys in their cars. I rode in a few cars, and pickups. You didn't know about, Leah shot back. It's not as though I spent my time hanging around with girls at the auction barns, you know. Squeezing Leah's fingers so she'd focus on the matters at hand, Lenore held her daughter's gaze in the dimness. I probably should have insisted that you learn to cook and sew and keep house instead of tending the animals with your dad, she said with a sigh. But you were a tremendous help to him, and you were the only child God blessed us with. More than anything, I've wanted you to spend your life doing what makes you happy. And I am happy, Mama, Leah said blissfully. I make a good income selling my dressed chickens and ducks, my goat's milk, and raising crossbred cows the same way Dad did. If I hadn't spent so much time in the sale barns around Jude, he would never have come to know me or love me. Lenore paused, searching for another conversational path. She had no doubt that her daughter's love for Jude was sincere, and that Jude loved Leah too. But it took more than shared affection to make a marriage work and to keep a household running smoothly. And, Mama, if your quilts don't sell, or if you want to stop working so hard on them, Leah said tenderly, you know I'll help you out with money so you can stay here at home. I know how much you and Dad have always loved this place. Tears sprang to Lenore's eyes. Once again, her daughter spoke with utmost sincerity, unaware that Jude might have different ideas about Leah's income, or that he might insist she give up raising and selling her chickens, ducks, and goats. He might also be reluctant for his wife to raise cattle, which required so much time and energy, even if he admired Leah's way with those animals. Danke for thinking of me, dear. But we're talking about you now. Lenore insisted gently. I'm concerned because Jude's ma'am, Margaret, also lives with Jude and the twins, not to mention Stevie, who seems rather immature for five. Margaret will have her way of doing things because she took charge after Frieda died. And with Stevie still missing his ma'am, you'll have a lot of little boy emotions to deal with as you prepare him to start school next year. Most new brides only have a husband to get used to until the babies start coming. Yeah, but with Margaret running the household and tending the three kids, especially Stevie, their routine can remain uninterrupted, Leah pointed out. That will give Jude and me time to adjust to being husband and wife, and it'll mean that meals are put on the table and the laundry and cleaning will still get done. From what I know of Margaret, she'll have instructed Alice and Adeline about doing their part in the process, too. From what I know of Margaret, Lenore thought sadly, she'll be snipping at you every chance she gets, calling you a slacker, or worse, because you're not assuming the traditional role of an Amish wife. Lenore stared at the far wall, sensing whatever she said would go unheard. Just be ready for your plans to be changed, Leah. She warned gently. Spending most of your time with Jude at auctions or in the barnyard tending your animals might not work out the way you've imagined. Margaret will be a woman with a plan, too, you know. Leah rested her head against the wooden headboard, closing her eyes. I'll cross that bridge when, or if, I get to it, Mama. Tomorrow's my big day, and I know it'll be just perfect. Because Jude sharing it with me. The light in his eyes when he looks at me is all I need to believe he'll love me forever and ever. Lenore looked out the window at the half moon, which shone brilliantly in the night sky. Bless your heart, Leah. I wonder if you still believe the moon's made of green cheese, as Dat and I teased you about when you were a child. She thought with a sinking heart. We probably should have done a lot of things differently as we were raising you, but it's too late to change your way of looking at the world. I wish you all the best.